welcome to Dailyish for Friday, August 16th, 14th, sorry. It's 23 degrees, feels like 29 degrees with the humidity and stuff. But this is not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish brought to you by FeedPress. Feed.press/Dailyish is where you can visit today to sign up and try FeedPress for 14 days. No contracts or commitments. Use promo code Dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year. If you're using FeedBurner, Google's rumored and possibly to be killed any moment, or maybe it'll live for 10 years, who knows. But if you want something better than FeedBurner for your RSS feeds, analytics, and usage, spreading of feeds, check out feed.press/dailyish. And of course, Patreon supporters like you, patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly. There's been a little interesting extra perks for some Patreon folks this week. Not going to say what, but they know what it is. And that's all that matters. So you can visit patreon.com/iChris and join. It's kind of like a membership thing is another way of putting it, I guess. Perks for members, if there is such a thing. Oh, since on the top of Patreon, feedback follow-up Friday, FFF for short. I'm not good at naming things, obviously. Dailyish feedback follow-up. Anyways, still around 22 patronsies, $90 a month. So that helps. That's awesome. Really appreciate it. That's part of why I'm trying a little experiment this month over on Patreon that I'm not going to talk about what it is, but just in terms of extra perks and stuff. And we'll see if it continues long term. It's trying to figure out whether it's sustainable or not is why I'm not really mentioning it as a thing I'm doing yet. But you'll see, I guess, if I continue doing it, you'll hear about it because that'll be a thing I'll talk about. That was a really awkward paragraph or whatever. So a little bit of a rant today. If you're following me on Twitter, you saw me tweeting about this yesterday. Checks, paying for things with checks. I despise checks. I just like where you write out the dollar amount. Just writing them out is painful. Who writes things anymore with a pen unless you're doing some artisanal note-taking? And you have to write the name, you write the dollar amount, then you have to actually write out the words of the dollars that you just wrote out, scratch a line across, make sure there isn't any space for somebody to potentially fill in some extra dollars or words, sign it, hand it to somebody. And then at some point in the future, who knows when, that money will then get pulled out of your account. You have no control over when that might happen. You can say to the person, hey, can you deposit this right away? Because I don't know how much longer money's going to be in my account, because I'm probably going to forget about this check I'm giving you in a few weeks if you don't deposit it right away. And even when they deposit it right away, it still takes, I don't know, a day or so, to actually get pulled out of your account. So now, first of all, I have no problem. I accept checks as part of my business. That's from a business account to a business account. Somehow it feels different. There's a bigger, maybe just cash flow is a thing you have to have in your business. And it's never really bit me in business. I still prefer and offer the ability to pay with your credit card or a PayPal account and things like that on invoices. So that's definitely my preferred way, because then it's done. Like, you've paid me, the money's in my account. Interest, any interest potentially or whatever that's earning is in my account rather than yours. All that kind of stuff. And it's just done. There's no worry about, okay, I sent the invoice out and they mailed me a check. Did I deposit the check? I can't remember if I deposited the check. Everything's handled electronically, easily searchable. Great. Worth the straight fees that I pay, because it saves me so much time and hassle in terms of trying to figure out what's done. The invoice gets marked as paid automatically right away. There is very little chance of user error, in that scenario. With checks from one person to another, or when we pay by check for a thing, this family camp that we went to, for example, is the thing that got burnt us this time. We have no idea when they might deposit the check, and especially when it's like an organization where that's volunteer run. They maybe do it once a month. They run to the bank and deposit all their checks or something like that. So in this case, it was like a $600 check that. Actually, there's two checks, $600 and a $200 check. And so we were counting on the $600 check. And when they deposited the check, which is about a week and change or whatever after we gave it to them. So it's within reason, right? But we didn't know when exactly they were going to. And so it happened that on that day, our bank account dipped below the $600 because they also deposited the $200 check as well, which we weren't counting on. And so it dipped below our bank account, dipped below the $200, actually dipped below that further because we have $200 in overdraft protection. And so then we get an NSF charge, not sufficient funds, charge of $45 on our account. Plus, we still have to now figure out how to get a check back to them. We have to pay them. And so it's a painful process. And never mind the fact that in this day and age, there's maybe a person has to go to look at those checks. I don't know. I have a feeling it's all fairly automated now since you can actually take a picture of a check and deposit it with your phone. I'm guessing they have just a machine that scans a check on the back end of the bank, and you know, a random sampling maybe gets checked for machine error by human or whatever. So there's a $45 charge if there isn't enough money in your account, and the extra hassle of having to go get someone a check again. I hate checks. I have to go. Someone's here to look at our air conditioner, so that's good news. And I hope you have a great weekend. Don't send anybody a check. Bye.